Welcome to the Terror Dome, baby.
We swarm.
Welcome to the Terror Dome.
We swarm. Let them know.
We swarm, baby.
We swarm, baby. All day long.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another week, another episode of Tales from the Terror Dome. It's your boy Dan. We got Green Run and State of Virginia standout edge defensive lineman Cam Johnson in the building. How we living?
Yo.
How you doing, man?
Good, man.
About to get into fall camp, huh?
Yeah.
Are you guys started already?
No, we start Monday. Start Monday. So we
y'all still go ahead. My fault.
Are you good?
I was just saying, y'all still do y'all do 2-a-days or no?
No, we start at 2 p.m. and then at like 7, 8.
Dang, dude. We used to do, I don't even know if they do 2-a-days anymore, but we were out there like it was like 7 to 3. And I was like, man. And then I heard they got rid of 2-a-days or something, and I was like, God bless them.
I don't think in Virginia you could do them no more.
Yeah. Yeah, we used to.
That's kind of a good thing, though.
Yeah. No, it was. Yeah, it was like there were a lot of changes. I think we used to do, they called them gassers now, I think, but they used to call them suicides. And they took the name away and they changed it. But yeah, man, 2-a-days, they were rough.
I heard did something called Four Corners.
I think refresh. Yeah, actually, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
That's four corners. I hate that. That's the worst conditioning right there.
Man, I used to hate up downs just because, like, by like the 10th one, I'm not really trying to hit the ground like that anymore. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Like, but I always preferred hills if I had to do anything. I was crazy. I was like, I'd rather just run the hill because it's way better to me than running. Yeah, the suicides or the four corners.
I kind of like, well, I'd rather do suicides than anything because I got long arms and stuff, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not me. I was like, get me up that hill and let me come back down and I'll do this 15 times. I don't care. But I'm not trying to run and touch, run back, touch, run back, touch, run back. No.
What
or bear crawls. I'm from Harrisonburg, Virginia, originally. So I went to this little school called Broadway High School. We were all right when I was there. Like we were good, but like, and then they had some teams after that. But I think right now they're kind of cheeks. But I'm not sure. I don't keep up like that.
Oh yeah, so you up in the mountains? Y'all had mountains.
Yeah, we were out there in the sticks for sure. Micah Matthews is on the team now. He's from a rival high school of mine, but he's from this like the same area.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
What a small world.
Yeah. So I was definitely rooting for the Hokies to get that kid. But what age you start playing, man?
I started playing at age, I think I was five, six. The earliest you could start. My mom signed me up.
Yeah, I was telling Tommy that I started school. My birthday is August 28th, so it was like right at that cutoff line. Yeah. So I went to school early instead of late. I didn't stay back. I just went ahead and went. And then it was like I couldn't actually play till you were like 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like I wasn't quite six yet. So they basically just like let me practice for a whole year with like the older kids, and then the next year like I was ready to go with like my actual age. But yeah, Pee Wee football, man, it was Saturday mornings.
But, yeah, them getting out of school, oh my god, and coming straight to practice
from 6 to 9.
And sometimes we used to be out there to like 10. Mom's calling. It was crazy.
You at what age did you actually fall in love with playing football?
Okay, so I'm gonna say when I at first they had me playing like O line and stuff, and that wasn't like I knew that was never gonna be my position and stuff. So like I was just doing it cause like for like just to go along. But when I really started falling in love with like 8th grade middle school, and I had switched to defense, and I was like I was balling out and stuff. I was like, yeah, this is a sport. me. Just a position for me. Like, that's when I fell out of love.
Yeah, what age did you start, like, realizing, like, hey, like, I can actually go play at the highest college, the highest collegiate level? Like, this could actually, like, I could actually, like, get school for free and then possibly, like, even after that, go to the league.
I always knew it was in me to do something like that. I always knew it was there. I just had to know I had to work towards it. So I was like, in freshman year and stuff, I was on the sides and stuff. So I had a lot of work to do sophomore year. So when sophomore year came, yeah, I'm here now. You here with me now? That's all.
Yeah.
I
How tall are you?
I'm 6'4".
Have you, like, been 6'4" for a while, or is it kind of, like, late spurt?
No, I've been 6'4" since seventh grade.
Dang.
I was the tall. Me and Thomas were literally tallest in middle school. I used to be taller than him, actually.
Dang, and he caught you, huh?
Yeah. It was one day I woke up. I was like, dang. What happened? And then he just kept growing. I'm like, dang, he can get taller.
Yeah. And now I saw the scale pick, what, 238 and a half?
Yeah.
Is that what you're... Man. Big boy.
Yes, sir. I've been in the weight room, eating right, getting ready for the season. It's about to be the best. Well, it's supposed to be, it's going to be my best season. No. Trying to finish high school with all Tidewater and defensive player of the year. Some of my goals. So, you know, take a lot to get there.
Oh yeah, a lot of hard work, but you know, it'll pay off.
Most definitely.
I felt y'all had a great run recently though. Like the past couple years, like Green Run been the school out there.
Yeah, we just can't get over that one hurdle. I don't want to say the name.
But it's you talking about
one little bug that just keeps stinging. You know that like one little fly that just keeps flying around?
Yeah.
It's still like you can't get it.
Yeah. You got nothing but you got no love for that school.
Nah.
When is that game?
This year probably December 7th.
Okay. Dang, is that the state game?
No, that's state semis. We play that school in state semis.
Yeah, I got you. Man, you're gonna have to let them know. You gotta talk that cash talk. Let them know. Like, look, y'all had it before, but we going out on top.
We most definitely got it this year. We had a couple setbacks last year, but so does every team. But we back it better, added some pieces, and we ready. I think in my eyes, we ready to go against anybody right now. So line it up by that time.
You know they say look good, feel good, play good. But I honestly, I've never seen New Balance uniforms before. Are they legit? Or like are they fly? Or you don't like them?
Nah, I actually like the way they look. I just don't like the way they stretch. But they like that's our best looking. Like that's the best. We got the best looking uniforms in the beach. I think.
That's what Tommy said. He said he liked them New Balance Jones.
Yeah, I think we got the best looking ones. It looks like college jersey a little bit.
Yeah. So I remember. My high school, we got Reebok jerseys back when Reebok had the NFL deal, like back in the day. And so we got Reebok jerseys and we thought like that was like the freshest thing ever because nobody in the Valley District had name brand anything. Mm-hmm. And man, but I wish they got Nike now. I wish we could have had Nike, but I noticed you've worn the Nike uniforms at Tech for your official visit. You put them on mm-hmm. for your pictures. How different do they feel from the New Balance like uniforms? Is there like a notice? Like, can you actually tell? Like, oh wow, this is different.
Not really. Well, the New Balance ones are like a little bit more stretchier, That's all I can say. But it feels homey in the new uniforms. I don't know. I might be a little biased, but
yeah,
feel a little homey. Do you hear me? Am I like muffled?
Yeah, yeah. No, you good? You good? You said that you were eating right in the gym. Are you on? Does your like high school have your own nutrition plan, or have Ferg and them got you on a nutrition plan currently?
No, it's my own nutrition plan. I've been doing this since I was sophomore year. When I started, when I knew I had to get myself together, I had did a lot of research, and I was like, oh yeah, I'm about to get right. So I eat 5 times a day.
I got you. What's a typical day? What do those meals look like?
So breakfast, turkey bacon, 5 eggs, and two protein pancakes. I'm usually a waffle guy, but pancakes are easier to make. And then a little snack in between, a little snack. And then chicken and rice for lunch, then dinner, whatever my mom made.
Heck yeah. Can't go wrong with it. So you're a waffle guy. You ever go to Waffle House?
I love Waffle House. You don't even know how much I love Waffle House.
What's your Waffle House order?
All-star meal, pecan waffles, scrambled eggs with cheese, and then I get hash browns with onions in it and bacon. Have you ever heard that? Pecan waffles? You ever had that?
Hell yeah, man. Solid. Yeah, I'm an all-star special guy myself.
I do the over
medium eggs and the wheat toast. And I like turkey bacon, but if I go to Waffle House,
I'm getting real bacon.
Getting that real bacon, yeah. But yeah, it's the only way to go at Waffle House. You gotta go all-star special.
Yeah. No, for sure. That's the only thing. That's a good. Or they, you know what else is good from Waffle House? They bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich. That's what that also hits from the Waffle House. What's your favorite restaurant?
In Blacksburg or?
Yeah, in Blacksburg. Like, what's your favorite?
Man, PK's. I'm a big PK's guy. Their wings are really good, and their pizza as well. And then they what else? Benny's. I gotta shout out Benny's Pizza. They sponsored the podcast, so it's a massive, massive slice of pizza. But I like it a lot.
Okay.
And then just in general, I don't know if I really have one, to be honest. I kind of just like vibes.
That's how I am too.
What's your favorite?
Texas Road. I haven't really been to any in Blacksburg, but my favorite restaurants, I would say Texas Roadhouse. And let me see. Yeah, Texas Roadhouse.
You can't beat Roadhouse because of those
the rolls.
Yeah, dude.
Oh my god, with the butter.
Yeah, brother. Yeah, I don't go there very often anymore, but if I do, man, them things are incredible. Yeah, I love that for sure. Coming up, so recruiting process. Who was your first offer?
First Duke.
Duke?
Yeah. Dang,
that was Tommy's first one too. They just be up there trying to.
Yeah, shout out to Zion if he's still there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then what was I gonna say? What? And then I guess when did Tech come in the picture? Shortly after.
I got Tech. Tech was my fifth offer. I'm not gonna lie to you. I got all my offers this past, most of my offers came from this past season.
Oh yeah, I believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And who recruited you? What made you what like get interested in Virginia Tech, like as far as like the coaches coming through?
It was all genuine vibes. It's been like that been like a school. Like that was my Virginia Tech was my first ever camp, and ever since that day I had went to that really inspired me that day. Ever since I went to that first camp there, like I want to play on this level, and I want to be in like this type of environment. So I was like, I already had like a little bit of a bias towards them going into it. I just like the coaching staff, Coach Pry, he's genuine. Coach Sean and Coach JC, they're pretty cool. I just feel like home there. I don't know how to explain it. I don't know what they got going on, but it's like I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, man. It's they are like legitimately like good people. Like I always judge it like I would say like on camera, off camera, you're gonna get the same answer. Like it's just real. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not like a charade or like a facade for like PR reasons or anything like that. They're just like good dudes. Especially JC yeah, Price. Yeah. Yeah, he'll get you right. And he's gonna keep it real. That's what I like about JC, gonna keep it real. He's funny as hell, and he's a good coach.
Yeah, for sure.
And he's tech funny. Royalty, really.
Oh no, for real. But he, you know, he always he talks about how his wife is in the Hall of Fame and he's not.
Nah, that's yeah, a, she was
around there.
She'll tell you that too. She's awesome. Yeah, that whole all of them, man.
His
coaches
family.
And wives are legit. So your official visit, who hosted you? Was it Keelan?
Yeah, Keelan. Yeah.
Yeah. How? I guess who was Tech's biggest competition for your services in college?
Recruiting wise?
Yeah, like who were you like? It was between Virginia Tech and who was the other? Who came in second?
Virginia Tech, UVA, and Pitt.
Mm.
Those were the top three. They were fighting hard too. It was just fighting hard.
Yeah, Pitt always around, man. I don't like them. I don't like Narduzzi. I don't like anything about Pitt, but that's like an old school Virginia Tech like rivalry. Like
rivalry.
Big East. Yeah, like oh like for old conference type stuff before they even came over to the ACC type stuff. Yeah. So I got no love for Pitt, but or UVA, but we always beat UVA. So they don't really sometimes though, like Pitt'll beat us. Like that's pretty recently it's been a lot more even than I would like it to, but yeah, I do not like Pitt, but that's good. And I guess how much did it factor in that like you got like five or six kids you've been playing with forever already on the team?
That factored in a lot, but I still made the own, like I still had to think of them out for my own. So, but that did play a big part. Cause like, they can already like show me ways like how to do certain stuff, what mistakes they made and what not to do, what to do. And like it's good to know somebody going up there.
No, absolutely.
Now, my best friend going up there too, so it's like
Tommy?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then who else we got? We got Cleveland. I like that kid a lot. He can ball.
Yeah, they yeah. Oh,
yeah, he
both sides of the ball too.
Yeah, and Keelan's dad and mom I've become pretty close with. Chris comes to the tailgates. Yeah, I call him the Green Run Godfather.
Yeah, no, that's real.
Yeah,
we jump around calling Coach Chris.
Yeah, he just that guy cares about all you. It's crazy.
He's a one of a kind. Person you'll meet.
He's great, man. What so you're like what you said 238 and a half right now. Is there like a certain weight that you want to get to? Or are you kind of good right now at 238 and a half?
I'm good at 238 right now. I can move. I'm not too skinny. I'm not too big. Biggest part is I just want to be able to still be sturdy but still move. Cause I know when I get to college, I'm already gonna put on weight.
Yeah. Yeah, Ferg gonna put some weight on.
Yeah, most definitely. Actually, do you know Ferg? That's my cousin.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't know that until I went there with my mom.
Dang, the family ties run deep. He was that dude is like a mountain.
Yeah.
I think he played a tech too. He was good. I got a lot of love for Ferg. It's just kind of cool to see, like, you know, the crib is the crib and the crib is cribbing right now, because I like all you guys choosing to stay in state and you know, put on for the home team.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't want to go too far anyway, because my family, all my family like getting older now. My mom's really the only child, so we have all my aunts and stuff is like her aunt, so.
Yeah.
All our family's getting older, so.
I got you. Which uniform do you like best at Virginia Tech? What's your favorite?
Hands down, orange. No doubt.
Every recruit says orange.
Just something about it.
Yeah, no, they're fire. Especially when they brought those script helmets out this year. They were, them things were lit. Go ahead, my fault.
What were you about to say?
I said, what's on your playlist right now, man? Who you listening to?
So game day music. I listen to like Jeezy, Future.
Hell yeah.
Chucky, and then like. Pre-game, I listen to, like, the reggae music. That's probably, like, weird, but, like, it, like, calm me down and, like, but get me hyped up at the same time. I don't know how to explain it.
I got you. Yeah, Future is top three for me. Like, I got to listen to a lot of Future.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite rappers right there.
And I like Larry June a lot, too.
Who?
Larry June.
I haven't heard of him.
You would like him.
What's the song that's popular?
Oh man. I don't know like one specific one off the top of my head, but he makes a lot of he puts like a lot of soul beats or instruments into like his beats. So it's like real like a chill rap vibe, like West Coast type of
okay.
And newer wise, I like Young Nudie a lot.
Most definitely.
Yeah. I like Nudie. Gunna.
Okay.
Who else?
Baby. You mess with Lil Baby?
Yeah, I like Lil Baby. I like Dirk. I like Dirk too. I'm not a Young Boy guy. I tried, but I can't.
See, Young Boy not for everybody, but I had to get into it. It took me a long time to get into it too, but you just gotta listen.
I'm a Don Toliver guy, like Travis Scott, Drake, obviously, J. Cole, all that. But yeah,
how you feel about Kendrick and Lamar beef? I mean, not Kendrick, Kendrick and Drake beef.
I mean, Kendrick smoked him, but they both gonna be fine. You know what I'm saying? Like Drake just took a loss, so he got to hold that L, but he'll be all right.
Yeah, he tucked this one in. He like, I'm be quiet for right now,
absolutely. It was fun. It was fun to watch go down, though. I know that much.
So especially at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That's how he knew he.
Yeah, crazy. if it went a Grammy and it hit at the Super Bowl, that's an L, my boy. That's an L, bro. That's an L.
Yeah.
Well, are you making it to any games this year?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go to Cali. Isn't Cali on a Friday night?
Yeah, Cal's on a Friday.
Oh, man. Wait, let me see. Dang. I hope Cali on our bye week. I think it is.
I think it's like the 24th of October or something.
It might be our bye week. Hopefully I can make it to that one. Or... first game, I don't
know. Yeah, against Vandy, that would be tight because we need to handle that.
Oh, definitely. Start the season off right.
Yeah, and that Sandman gonna be live.
Oh, when I heard it, when I went to when I my first game there, I didn't know it like got like that. Like being there is different from seeing on video. You're like, okay, but being in there is a whole different experience.
How much did it affect your decision?
A lot. No, you know, at first, I'm not gonna lie, it scared me. I was like, dang, this is a lot of people. And it's like, out of end, like, what? There's a lot of people playing in front of. Or I'm like, dang, I want to play in front of this. I want to be making plays on that field and shit, the crowd going wild for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's, I can only imagine. It's crazy. What individual goals do you have leading it? What do you feel like you need to work on before you get to campus?
I just need to get bigger, faster, stronger. Get my football IQ up a little bit more. And yeah. I can work on my pass rushing game a little bit more because in college it's a little bit different. All the tackles know the tricks and maneuvers. So it's going to be a little different. But I'm down for the challenge. I know how to adjust and adapt.
Do you have a favorite move?
Ghost or long arm. Because what you do is you hit them with the long arm first and they're going to expect the long arm. And then when they try to launch at you, dip under there, get gone.
I got you. That's what's up, man. Man, we're excited about this Green Run movement, the Beach movement too. coming to Blacksburg, Virginia Tech. Man, we they're building something down there, so we're looking forward to seeing, you know, everybody get on campus and get acclimated and start contributing. I think it's gonna be. I mean, the Green Run boys, man, gonna be like. Six of y'all might have the whole roster eventually.
No, for real.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's, I mean, hey, it's crazy, but whatever works. They know what they're looking for, and that says a lot about y'all because of the characteristics that they look for. Mm-hmm. Y'all possess those, so that's good. Well, you win, you got good character, So yeah, we excited, man. I'm definitely gonna be keeping tabs on what's going on this year. I'm going to be calling the Godfather, checking in. Be like, Mr. Lester, let me know. What's up? How's Cam doing? How's Tommy doing? How's everybody doing? He's going to tell me, but I need stats. I need the stats, man.
Oh, but, you going to hear. You going to hear. Yeah. You going to see. You going to see. My rank can go up in some more. You going to see.
Hell yeah. And then, you a CFB guy on the PlayStation or Xbox?
Crazy thing is, I haven't even played my P5 since I got it.
Really?
I don't be having time. Like, my day, like I have my schedule. I don't, like, leave spaces for me to do stuff like that.
I got you. Yeah, no, I get it. You're on that grind trying to get places for sure. What else you into, man, besides like when you're not playing ball or whatever, like what like interests you besides playing football?
I like clothes. I like, you know, dressing and stuff. I like cooking. I like to cook it.
Oh, you be chefing.
Yeah, I can cook a whole thing, give a meal if really need to.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Alright.
I had a clothing brand for a little minute. I stopped though because of football, it was taking over and stuff. But I like making clothes. I can do. I'm a man of a lot of trades. I can do a lot of. I'm a man of many trades. I can do a lot of things.
Oh. Heck yeah, man! Well, that's good, dog. Because you know everybody needs other things in their life to fulfill them and. Keep pushing, you know.
Oh, but what's your hobby?
Do what? What do I like? This. This is fun. I like to watch a lot of sports. I go to a lot of like concerts, other things. I really love music. Like I listen to a lot of music. I go to like a lot of movies and stuff. I just like to be out and about with the people, you know. I like people, so I'm always trying to meet people and do things, you know.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I like going out, meeting new people.
Yeah, man, that's the way to go. Cam, man, I appreciate you taking the time out of your day, brother, to come on here and talk to the people and let them know, you know, a little bit about you, and they're excited for you to get to campus and get working and be a Hokie.
I'm excited to be there. It was great man, talking absolutely. To you, man.
You too, man. Absolutely. We'll be in touch for sure. But
definitely.
And hey, up, man, go Hokies, man.
Go Hokies. Yeah. Oh, they can't even see me. All
right. Not yet. They will though. This will be on YouTube.
All right, man.